Tallahassee Representative Alan Williams has argued the logic of a stand-your-ground repeal many times in the past. Thursday was no different, and he also played to the motions of members of the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee.
I will ask you, just like we ask voters to vote for us every 2 years, I'm asking you to vote in the affirmative on the stand-your-ground repeal. Let's repeal, start over. Let's repair. Let's repair the broken hearts that so many families are feeling right now because they have lost loved ones.
Later, during his plea to lawmakers, Williams later said he'd even be willing to amend the bill to include a self-defense provision. But the National Rifle Association's Marion Hammer saw that as little more than misdirection.
House Bill 4003 is a repeal bill. That means it wipes out a part of the statutes. It doesn't tweak. It doesn't amend. It doesn't adjust. It repeals. And regardless of what the sponsor thinks it says or says it says, it is what it is. It's a repeal bill, pure and simple. The Stand Your Ground law, the Castle Doctrine law, is good law. It doesn't need to be repealed.
The bill was voted down with some of Williams' fellow Democrats joining Republicans, and Fort Walton Beach Republican Matt Gaetz, who chaired the five-hour hearing, said that was very telling.
In a committee with eight Republicans and five Democrats, there were only two people who fundamentally believed that we should repeal the Castle Doctrine and the Stand Your Ground law.
Meanwhile, another Stand Your Ground-related issue taken up by the committee passed 12-1. It's a bill that would grant immunity to those who fire warning shots to protect themselves and others. It's inspired by Marissa Alexander, a Jacksonville woman who claimed Stand Your Ground after firing a warning shot during an alleged domestic dispute. A judge later said it didn't apply. Alexander later received a 20-year prison sentence under Florida's 10-20 life law. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.